Landscapes and Landscapes. Due to its privileged location in a sheltered corner of the Arosa estuary, Bilashuan treasures exceptional natural and scenic conditions. Practically all its coastline can be comfortably crossed through walks, paths or cycle paths. The visitor will discover new sensations at every step, from small coves to open and wide sandy beaches, from lush parks to coves that reveal their secrets when the tide goes out, from the pulse of seafaring activity to the calm contemplation of a sunset, with the Barbanza mountain range in front of us as a perennial backdrop, and the figure of Mount Lobeiro as an external lookout. But if the landscape is singular, the landscape is no less so. Bilashuan is a town that likes to feel the pulse of its streets, accustomed to share, to welcome, to sing, to celebrate, to live in a word. The Choir, San Martin and Pantera. The popular saying goes that Bilashuan has three things that Pontevedra does not have: the choir, San Martin and champion Pantera. And indeed it is so. The Polyphonic Choir of Bilashuan was founded in 1962 by Maximo Patiño Méndez, and for decades has been a testimony and the great ambassador of the passion that this town feels for music. San Martin is the soccer team of Bilashuan, a modest club founded in 1951, but which has been the one of the treasure, the essence and feelings of the people of Bilashuan. And Pantera is Felipe Rodriguez, Pantera Rodriguez, Bilashuanese boxer who died in 2000, who became 9 times heavyweight champion of Spain, a figure of local pride that has a statue in the park of Doña Concha. Ethnography at street level. The coexistence between the industrial and fishing development that Bilashuan has experienced and the conservation of its natural and historical values has not always been easy. The traces of industrialization and also of its decline are today evident in the environment of its coastal strip. But next to them coexist other converted into ethnographic jewels, such as the case of the popular seafaring architecture that many buildings still conserve, or of the remains of old salted fish farms, which can still be seen in the centre of the town, of old sea walls carved on the stone, of country estates or pathos and noble mansions, vestiges of a culture that in Bilashuan live and with dignity survive. The Revenidas, the great Galician music festival. The Revenidas festival bears the same name with which in Bilashuan is called the Roasted Sardines. And it was precisely the popular Sardinada festival, which is held annually in the village, that gave rise to the festival. The event is another example of the fervour that Bilashuan feels for music and culture. The Revenidas has become the main reference in Galician music every summer, with up to 25,000 people attending. The importance of collective life. Every year the boats and sailors of Bilashuan honour their patron saint, the Virgin of Carmen, with a maritime procession. Once a year, the residents of Bilashuan gather in the square to sing together in a unique celebration, Bilashuan Canta, or Bilashuan Sings. The sardine is present in all contexts of Bilashuan's life and celebrations, of course, also in the carnival.